I want to take a minute and share something. If you'll stay standing and just give me a moment from my heart. It was not when I came in, I have a message ready, and I felt the first service that God just kind of checked my heart, and I just felt that God has a word for our house, me included, and I want to share it with you, and I hope it touches your heart. I'm just going to read it to you. I pray you open your heart and open your ears to hear. And then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. And there was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll, and it was sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, "Who's worthy to break the seals on this scroll and open it?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it. I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the Lion, the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, he's won the victory. He's worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." And then I saw a lamb. It looked as if it had been slaughtered, but it was now standing between the throne and the four living beings and among the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the sevenfold Spirit of God that's sent out to every part of the earth. He stepped forward. He took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one of them had a harp, and they had held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang this song: "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals, for you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become kingdom of priests for God, and they'll reign on the earth." And I looked again, and I heard the voice of thousands and millions of angels around the throne of the living being and the elders. And they sang in a mighty chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and even in the sea. And they sang, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Give God a shout of praise, if you will. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You are whole.
Are you Lord God Almighty?
you hear my heart as a shepherd of the house. In front of you is a moment where what in God's name are we all looking for? Another church? What do you want, another church to start that does different music with a better pastor? Like we've gotten so gimmicky in Christianity. It's turned into entertaining people and trying to keep people close and good little messages that wow people. And the end result is what I read to you. There's nothing else that could be said. Then we've looked all over the world, up and down heaven and earth, even in the sea. Nothing was worthy. Nothing was worthy but the Lamb of God that was slaughtered for the sins of the world. And what this has all turned into is humans talking to other humans to try to get them to believe in humans, and we call it church. And the whole reality is we have to rethink, why are we here? Did God leave you here just to start another business? We're wearing ourselves out as humans. A little more money, another job, another house, another marriage. What, you think another wife's going to do you right? Another husband? Trade in your marriage, that's going to fix it. Another degree, another education. What, are you going to get mad at me later and go find another church and plug in? Give up totally? I don't like Christians anymore. It's not about us anymore. It's about the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundations of the earth. And if we'll make it about that, we can see our lives change, our homes change, our marriages change, our children will change, our health will change, everything around us. When the Bible says, I looked all over and nothing, nobody was worthy. Like it seems like in planet Earth, we're all competing. Nations fighting nations. Go Google it today. Every time you Google it, somebody's blowing somebody else up. In about 4 months, you get to vote on a human to lead our country. Like, that's going to fix us. Another person in Washington's going to fix this thing. Another sermon? How many sermons can preachers preach? Is that going to do it for us? There has to come a moment. I'm talking to myself as well. There has to come a moment where all of the distractions, I love what Josh was saying between services today, how easy it is today to get distracted and lose sight of what this is all about, that there is a moment coming where the Lamb of God has purchased all of us. All of us God-forsaken humans, not a dad blame one of us, me included, is even worthy of anything. And he just goes, look, I did it for you. On your best day, you wouldn't be good enough. On your best day, you would fail it all. And we hold this thing precious called Christianity. We sing songs, and every week have to have new songs, and every week have to have new sermons, and every week have to have new entertainment, and every week have to hope people come back. Why? Because somewhere in this thing of Christianity, we lost sight of the whole reason we're here. We're not here to become better people. We're not here to have better jobs and better retirement. We are here because we have a message that Jesus Christ alone is the only thing worthy to even give us any half hope that we have eternal life. Bow your heads. What more do you want as a human? You want a new medicine to come out? You want Pfizer to come up with something new? Help your sex life, help you lose weight, another weight loss drug. What do you want? Another denomination? Another denomination of churches, like we don't already have enough of them? Oh, maybe one more denomination. Oh, I know, maybe another non-denominational church, maybe another real hip pastor, maybe another hip church. I know what's going to do it. Another cool song, another really cool Christian song that takes over the whole world and becomes part of my playlist. Like, we really think that this is what the world needs? Another song, another hymn, the whole reason that we're here today. I love what Robin said. Why did you come? I think even me, well, I came to talk about Jesus, but even in that, it can become about me. Hey, I got a good sermon. I want to give it to you. And we all can lose sight. I can lose sight. And then when we lose sight, it becomes cheap. And when it becomes cheap, people bother you. You give up. You throw in the towel. You lose hope for your marriage. You lose hope for your children. You lose hope for your prayers because you cheapened your faith. The Lamb of God is worthy, and there was no one that could do what he did, and he did it for everybody in the room. And he simply offers it to you today. You can walk away and go, peace out. I don't need it. I'll keep running my life. I'll keep doing me. I trust me. I trust myself. And I say, great, go for it. But there comes a day, it's strange. I know this is a strange thought. Then all of us humans are going to have another human put us in the ground. It doesn't matter who you are, rich or poor, live to be 100, live to be 50. Another human will lay you in a dirt one day. And at that moment, you're faced with a situation. Did you or did you not put your faith in one and only thing, Jesus Christ, a person of the Godhead who alone was worthy? And in that moment, it all comes to bear weight on you. And I just felt this morning, first service, I felt the same, that we're to have a moment of really considering what you're doing here. Not in church, what you're doing on planet Earth. What are you doing on Earth? You just looking for the next thing? A bud's going to come out the better beer than the last beer. That's going to answer it for you. Another habit, another addiction, another video game. Another app, how about that? Another social app. That'll really fix it, because TikTok's getting really old now. We need something new, something to entertain us humans. And I just present to you Jesus Christ. He's holy. He's worthy. He alone is worthy. So as a moment of worship, let's sing that song, Hallelujah, for you are holy. And I want you to give God your best praise this morning for the Lamb of God that was slain and slaughtered for you, for your life, for your future, and your eternal life. Let's sing it together as a prayer this morning.
Hallelujah.
Come on, the Bible says millions, thousands of millions of angels are singing with you. Every tribe, language, people.
For the Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Listen again with your ears open. And the angel showed me a river with the water of life clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. It flowed down the center of Main Street, and on each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, fresh crop every month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. And no longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and the Lamb of God will be there, and His servants will worship Him, and they will see His face, and His name will be written on their foreheads. And there'll be no night, there'll be no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. And an angel said to me, "Everything you've heard and seen is trustworthy and true. The Lord God, who inspires His prophets, has sent His angel to tell His servants what will happen soon. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of the prophecy written in the book. And I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said, 'No, don't worship me. I'm just a servant of God, just like you and your brothers, the prophets, as well as all who obey what's written in the book. Worship only God.' And he instructed me, 'Do not seal up the prophetic words of the book, for the time is near. Let the one who's doing harm continue to do harm. Let the one who's vile continue to be vile. Let the one who's righteous continue to live righteously. Let the one who's holy continue to be holy. For look, I'm coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.'" Give God a shout of praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah! And we exalt Thee. We exalt Thee. We exalt Thee. Oh, we exalt Thee, we exalt Thee, we exalt Thee, we exalt Thee. Oh, sing it one more time, we exalt Thee. Lift your voices to the Lord God. We exalt Thee. We exalt Thee. We exalt Thee. Oh. I want to tell you what the Lord put on my heart first service, and the same for this. I would be a silly man to try to preach to you a sermon. I don't think there's any better way to preach than just what I read. But I want you to go home today, and I want you to be honest with yourself and with your soul. And really ask yourself, what are you really looking for here? What are you searching for? We live in a world where knowledge is just expounding exponentially every single week. Medicines, surgeries, heroes, famous people, viral videos. And do you see any difference in the souls of people? Brokenness reigns, hurts, disappointments, tragedies, sorrows. I read an article the other day that young people 15 and under, the majority of young people today are on medicines because of anxieties, because of fears, because of depression. You would think that a world as technologically advanced as us could at least keep the kids happy. And yet all around is brokenness, hurt, and failure. Bow your heads as we get ready to go home. What do you want? Another Savior to come? What do you want? A better job? Make a little more money? Is that going to fix you? Another marriage? Another husband? Another lover? Another night of great sex? Another addiction added to the ones you have? Another habit that may fix your old habit? Another video game that'll really beat the last video game? Because what we do know about us humans is we get bored with the stuff really quick. It always has to be something new, something else. Because what we thought would work didn't work, so now it's another thing. It's the epitome of the world. It's always a new thing to answer a new problem. What you want to lose weight, there is a new drug to do that. There's a new system to do that. What do you want to get rid of your emotional ills? There's a new counselor. There's a new book. There's a new idea. And I simply presented to you today Revelation 5. I looked all around the universe and could find no one worthy to offer eternal life. No one worthy to give you what this thing called Christianity is all about. Perhaps it's our fault in some way. We've turned it into systems. We've turned it into entertainment. We entertain you now. We pacify people now. And we lose sight of we're here for a message. What purpose do you want to end your life with? Statistically, most Christians don't even lead other people to Jesus Christ. We're too busy. We're too distracted. I got a lot going on. And I simply present to you the preciousness of your faith is found in Revelation 5. Go home and read it again today. Sit your kids down and say, we're going to read this tonight. Have some conversations around why we're looking all over the universe to fix a problem. And the problem is right here. Jesus Christ is the answer to it. Not another preacher, not another church, not another denomination, not another song, not another worship set. One thing, Jesus Christ, Him crucified, He's alive, and He's bidding you to come to Him. I have no clue of the prophetic things of God. I try to study it. I try to be wise about it. But I feel in such a way today that what's being offered to you is, behold, I come soon. And maybe this is a moment of Jesus reaching His grace to us as humans to say, hey, tune in to the thing that matters because the time is short. He cares that much about us. So, Father, today as we go, as we part from this place, I pray the reading of your word that we've read, that the Lamb is worthy and you're soon to come, will be on our thoughts and our minds. It will be the conversation within our families. I pray when we lay down at night, we think this: do I care? Have I made effort? Have I trusted Him? Have I put my faith there? So as you go today, if you've never prayed a prayer to say, I think I believe that, I choose Jesus, would you pray, everybody in the room, pray this with me? Heavenly Father, there's not one human that can fix the problems all around me. My distractions, my addictions, my hobbies, my efforts are not good enough. This day, I proclaim Jesus Christ the Lamb of God was slaughtered for me, and He is worthy. And I say He's Lord. I say He's holy. I say He's worthy. He's my Savior. In Jesus' name, give God a shout of praise if you will. Hallelujah.